Father in heaven, we bow before you. We thank you for everyone who has come into this place that we call the house of the Lord, because it's where we, as your many houses come, your dwelling places come, to meet with you and to worship you. And as we have come through these doors this morning, we've just sensed your presence again with arms open wide, just welcoming us into your presence. For all of the boys and the girls who are here today, we thank you and pray your blessing upon them. For each person who is here today and listening in by way of the internet, Lord, we give to you our thanks. You know who each one is, and we bow ourselves humbly before you as our great shepherd, the one who knows our every need and the one that we can bring those needs to and leave them at your feet, knowing that you're the one who will lead us and guide us and provide for us those things that we have need, so that we can truly say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We thank you today for the mums that are here and the mums that are represented today. And we want to pray upon them a special blessing on this special day. And may we honor them not only on this day, but we honor them in other occasions in our lives and every day that they come to our mind as we give to you thanks, especially those of us who have had the awesome privilege of being raised in a Christian home with a godly mom and a godly dad. We thank you for that awesome privilege. But Heavenly Father, we pray upon every mom your special wisdom and your guidance and your enabling from on high to be all that you would want them to be. Heavenly Father, as we open your word together today, we pray that you would just help us to set anything aside that would distract us from you, that you would captivate our thoughts and the deepest intent of our hearts to the person of Jesus Christ, in whose presence we sit and from whom we wish to hear. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When Henry J. Heintz, founder of the famous Heintz 57, passed away, the family gathered for the reading of his will. The beginning paragraphs contained these words: "Looking forward to the time when my earthly career will end, I desire to set forth at the very beginning of this will, as the most important item in it, a confession of my faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I also desire to bear witness to the fact that throughout my life, in which there were unusual joys and sorrows, I have been wonderfully sustained by my faith in God through Jesus Christ. This legacy was left me by my consecrated mother, a woman of strong faith, and to it I attribute any success I have obtained." Wow. What a powerful testimony to the influence of a Christian mother. Now, I want to just take a moment and draw two things to our attention. To be a mother is not a mandate that rests upon all women. And no woman should ever feel less valued or valuable if, for whatever reason, they are not a mother. The role of the Christian woman is to realize the fulfillment in life that comes by discovering God's purpose for them, whatever that may be. And that's the same for men too. Life is at its best, folks, when we are in the center of God's purpose for us. Amen? A little louder. Amen?
Amen.
You have to convince me that you're convinced. See, when in the economy of God, a Christian woman becomes a mother, she enters one of the most challenging careers ever assigned, and it's not getting any easier. I thank God for every one of our grandchildren. 9. 6 of whom are here this morning. And we're grateful for that. But I tell you, I worry about what they're going to face. But I also remember that every person is born for the generation in which they live. I could never live in the generation of my kids. I could never do that. I'm too old for that. And it's not age. I wasn't raised in that generation. Being a parent, let alone being a Christian mom, of whom we are talking today, can be a daunting task. It is one that should not be taken lightly. It is one of great responsibility. There can be no greater joys than those wrapped up in being a mother. Likewise, there can be no greater sorrows than those endured by some mothers. It takes a strong and daring woman to be a real Christian mother. And I would like to submit to you this morning, briefly, three very important considerations for the Christian mother. Christian mother is one who would consider, first of all, motherhood to be a divine calling. I believe that being a mother is a call to a sacred task. It's a high and holy task in the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for creation. A mother, someone wrote, is a link to God, the child's first impression of God, and his first awareness of God's love comes from his or her mother. One of my favorite illustrations of motherhood that I've shared with you on other occasions, and I just could not resist but to pull it out and share it with you again this morning, is told by Tony Campolo in his book, The Power Delusion. I quote, it was during the time that he was on the faculty of the University of Pennsylvania, by the way, and there would be events where the professors would bring their spouses to these fancy, gussied-up affairs. Inevitably, a woman lawyer or a professional of some kind would confront his wife with a question. And what is it you do, my dear? To which she would respond, I quote, I am socializing two Homo sapiens in the dominant values of the Judeo-Christian tradition in order that they might be instruments for the transformation of the social order into the teleologically prescribed utopia inherent in the kingdom. And when she followed that with, and what is it you do? Somehow that person's, I'm a lawyer, wasn't all that overpowering. The Apostle Paul reminded Timothy that his faith was a spiritual heritage taught to him by his mother and grandmother. If you have a godly mother, if you have a godly grandmother, if you have godly parents, thank God for them. Thank God for them, because you are among the most fortunate people in the world. I thank the Lord for my spiritual heritage, a godly mother, godly grandparents, a godly dad. It could have been much different. Mothers and fathers, do not take lightly the challenge of passing faith on to the next generation. Faith is more caught than taught, but it needs to be taught. Perhaps you don't have a spiritual heritage, didn't grow up in a Christian home. But praise the Lord, you've broken the chain if you're a believer. And if you're not, you can. And you can be the first to lead the way. And so my challenge is this morning, dare to lead the way, moms. Dare to lead the way. Dare to lead the way by getting your children to Sunday school and worship and Little Lambs. You know, the value you place on your faith is evidenced by the importance you attach to being in Sunday school and church. Be the professor of Bible knowledge in your home. Read bedtime stories to the children. Pray with them as they go to bed. You have 7 days a week. Sunday school has 1 hour. Teach Christian virtues and values. For example, where did you learn the value of honesty? Where did you learn not to use bad language? At the threat of the bar of soap. Right? Shouldn't have said that. Somebody might have thought my mom abused us in this day and age with some of the nonsense of what some people think. My grandmother reinforced my mother's teaching of saying please and thank you by when we would forget she would just say, "You're welcome," and then wait for us to catch up with the belated thank you. And she would stand there until you did it. Okay? Dare to lead the way, moms, by being a living example of the Lord Jesus Christ and of Christian graces. Be a living example of it, not just a believer of it. Dare to put your foot down when you need to teach your children what to say no to and to expect it of them, and to teach your children the courage of what it means to stand alone and to be unpopular if necessary. By the way, moms, being a mom isn't a popularity got to go with the flow proposition. Sometimes you need to stand in direct opposition to what your children want and where they want to go. When I was a camp director, we often had teenagers on our staff. We always had teenagers on our staff. And when we would meet with them for orientation and we would lay down the rules, some of them would say, "Well, isn't that really strict?" And those rules I was laying down was for their behavior, okay, as well as what they were going to expect of the children. And I would say, "You know what? I'm not here worried about what you think of me. What I'm worried about is what you are going to think of me when you have children and you're deciding to send them to camp." Right? It's a difference. Think about it. One mother, though, shared how she got her children to do the chores. One morning, her children woke up, and there was this note. I read, "Good morning, my darlings. Can't find your phones? Oh, so sorry. If you do a thorough enough job of cleaning the bathroom, their location will be revealed. Love, Mom." So, scrub the bathroom. All in the process, they found a note. "Me again. Nice job cleaning. Your phones are in a place you've likely never seen. The bottom of your clothes hamper. Unfortunately, the batteries are dead. So if you go and empty the dishwasher, you'll find the location of the chargers." Clank, clank, wash, wash, wash. Then they found another note. "Now don't you just love treasure hunts? The chargers, by the way, are in the empty cereal box that one of you put back in the pantry, angry faced. Having fun yet? Take out the trash and recycling and then come and find me to get the new Wi-Fi password." You know what that's called? Motivation. To be a Christian mom, folks, takes courage. The challenge is to recognize and respond to the fact that yours is a high calling. That's the first thing. The second thing is to recognize your need for help. The help of God. Make much of the Bible in your life. Children ought to see you reading it. Children ought to know that when you tell them something by way of correcting them, that you are getting that from the scriptures that you know that are a part of your heart and part of your life. Make much out of prayer. I remember seeing my parents pray at night. I tell you this, I am as much a product of the prayers of others than any other factor. Amen? Mm-hmm. So be a mom who prays. Walk by faith. Claim the promises of God in your life, especially when the going gets tough. And ask God to guide you and to trust His leading through the Holy Spirit, especially through those challenging times. You also need the help of your husband. Parenting is a partnership. Never let the children drive a wedge where they says, "Mom tells me this is okay." And you know it isn't, or you haven't checked. Okay? Always say, "Let's see what your father says. What did your mother really say? Let's go find out. Check it out." You need the help of your husband. It is a partnership. If you are a single parent, seek out the support of others. Don't go it alone. There are others around you who will come alongside. But if one parent, a husband or wife, is not a believer, I remind you this morning that the Bible clearly states that God sanctifies a non-believer through the spouse who is a believer. And there are blessings that are received as a result that would never be enjoyed otherwise. So if perchance you are not a believer, but your spouse is, support them, encourage them, drive them to church, drive them to Sunday school, even better, come and sit with them in church as well. But if you're not a believer, that's where you are. But support your spouse. Encourage them to be all that God wants them to be. Do you know why? You're the beneficiary. You really are. But just imagine what it could be if you trusted the Lord and you teamed up together to make a Christian home. Amen? Amen. And then finally, you need the help of the church. Never underestimate the importance of the corporate worship experience for the nurture of the soul. Missing church is like skipping dinner. You can do it once in a while. But if you do it often and regularly, you will soon be malnourished and your spirit will wither. The church is the body of Christ, and we all need to be part of the community of believers. In order to accomplish the high calling of motherhood, you need not only the help of all these ones that I have pointed out, but you also need to dedicate yourself to God and be on your knees before Him. Because Timothy's mother Eunice and grandmother Lois dedicated themselves to God, Timothy was taught the things of the Lord, and God raised up Timothy as a vital spiritual leader and a helper to Paul and a gifted pastor. I believe that in this church today, there are some individuals who one day God will use mightily in His kingdom. They may become tremendous spiritual leaders, the seeds of which are likely found in godly moms and dads and grandparents who seek first the kingdom of God. And so to the mothers who are here today, I say, may God bless you with the faith, the grace, the courage, and the wisdom to meet the challenges that are yours. And I commend to you God's promise that if we seek Him first, all that we need to accomplish His purposes will be ours. Amen? Amen. I want to commend to you what the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy as our scripture this morning, that having said what I have said, take these scriptures and let the Holy Spirit embed them in your heart. They're found in 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll be reading in unison. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, His prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. What you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Amen and amen. Our Father, we stand before you this morning on this special day. We thank you for the knowledge of your presence here moving amongst us, for what we have learned and heard from you this morning. We pray now that you would just help us to go from here with the determination to live our lives for you the best that we can, and that we will trust you for the enabling and the strength in order to do that. But we turn our hearts towards you, and we pray your divine benediction now to rest and abide upon us till we meet here again or at Jesus' feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.